Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 18th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's edition centers on how our cells age and what we might do about it. Our lead story from the Leibniz Institute identifies a phosphatidylcholine switch inside mitochondria that may explain the energy decline of aging and hints at reversibility. A reanalysis of the landmark Look-Ahead trial makes the case that intensive lifestyle programs may quietly slow the biological clock even when they fail standard cardiovascular endpoints. And new pharmacokinetic data from aging mice raises a pointed question for the growing community of rapamycin users. Is your dose actually getting through? From the research desk. The headline, scientists find a hidden molecular switch that could slow or reverse cellular aging. According to Leibniz Institute on Aging, researchers at Germany's Leibniz Institute on Aging have identified phosphatidylcholine as a key regulator of mitochondrial health, a molecule that keeps the cell's energy networks flexible and able to respond to changing demands. This is the one to read today. Weekly rapamycin cocktail rebuilds aging muscle in cats, a preview of where human trials are heading. From Rapamycin Longevity News. PER001, a once-weekly oral capsule combining a low-dose rapamycin analog with mirtazapine and acarbose, produced measurable gains in body mass and back muscle thickness in elderly sarcopenic cats over 12 weeks, outperforming placebo in a small randomized double-blind controlled trial. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Heart trouble you don't feel may be accelerating brain aging, especially if you carry APOE of 4. From Alzheimer's and Dementia. A study in Alzheimer's and Dementia finds that subclinical cardiac dysfunction, heart problems that produce no obvious symptoms, is associated with both greater neurodegeneration at baseline and faster decline over time, specifically among people carrying the APOE MR4 variant. In supplement news, older bodies may absorb half as much rapamycin as younger ones, raising urgent dosing questions. From Rapamycin Longevity News, a pharmacokinetic study from Istanbul found that aging mice absorb markedly less everolimus, a rapamycin analog, than young ones, with systemic drug exposure falling by more than half between youth and old age. Peptides are everywhere in longevity communities, but the scientists who discovered them are alarmed. From Jefferson City News Tribune, research peptides, compounds originally developed for laboratory use, are being widely promoted by longevity seekers, gym enthusiasts, and wellness influencers as exercise in a bottle and anti-aging agents, despite never being approved for human use. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.